It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, all the cards were stirring, because PSA is supposed to open tomorrow. I have no idea where I was going with that, but welcome back to the show. Let's talk about cardboard. I am your host, Luke, with Cards of Luke at all the socials, Eater of Pork on Twitter, and I want to talk about sports cards. I filmed this yesterday. I forgot to talk about I forgot to talk about PSA, so it's now Wednesday. Sorry for my tardiness. And here we go. So what are we going to talk about this episode? We're going to talk about some news, the Mia Hamm card, the recent PSA and Nat Turner interview with the sports card investor company and that channel. Just a market update in terms of volume, what players are actually being sold, and are they holding their value? And lastly, we have some user questions at the end. And the comments are coming from TikTok, so follower questions. But I am just so stoked. The only thing I can think about right now is what cards do I want to put into the PSA, submission. And I need to go check again to see what time it opens up, but I full on plan to stay up tonight. It's 10:10 right now on the 30th. I plan to just be ready for when PSA opens back up and see if I can get some cards through. I mean, who knows when we're going to see them again? I mean, are they going to do the $20? Everything on the site right now, I have it up right now. Service is all suspended. Value is $20. Economy is $50. Regular, $100. Express is $150. Obviously, Super Express and Walkthrough at $600 a card is still available if you really, really, really want to gamble and hope you get a 10. I think that's really risky right now. Even if you have a card that's not like incredibly valuable, but like $2,000, just because if it's a 9, you might not get your money back. But anywho, some of the news, the only two things I want to talk about is that Nat Turner PSA interview. You should go watch the full thing on the Sports Card Investor channel. But the most curious thing that he was talking about was he's a collector. He's a very rich collector. So he's not like common folk in the hobby, even people in the hobby with valuable collections, in my personal opinion. And I think it's really interesting that he says in response to some of Jeff's questions that he wants PSA to be for collectors. And I understand that completely. But let's think about consumer behavior and things that we buy. Most things that we buy don't actually go up in value. There's very few things that more often than not go up in value, like stocks, if you hold them for 20, 30 years and the company doesn't go broke. Houses, I mean, things like cars and things like novelty items. Like if you go to Lululemon and you buy stupid joggers, those 120 joggers are not going to be worth that if you try to sell it on eBay because they're now used. But with I think it's slightly off base or for him to say that he wants PSA to be for collectors. I get that he might want this to be for collectors to preserve the cards, yada, 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 yada. But there's not many things that you can do to make something go up in value. PSA and the grading companies is one of them. So I disagree with what he says and his intentions. He bought that business out. He's a wildly successful entrepreneur and businessman, and he's a collector of sports cards. And he mentions at one point, like he wanted, I forget the card it was, but he wanted this card to complete his collection. And he would try to buy it, and people would recognize it. And then they'd message him as when they see on the bidders and say, hey, do you want to buy this card now? And for $4,000 or $2,000 more, I forget what he says. And he would be frustrated by that. And that is a frustrating thing. But I just don't think, in my personal opinion, PSA has anything for just a pure collector. The collectors, in my opinion, are just going to keep them in top loaders and just look at them. And that's great. I do that with some cards. I love to buy cheap slabs of players that I love. I mean, granted, my favorite teams are the Jaguars and the Brewers, and they don't have any championships. So we can get a lot of players. I can get a lot of players to collect that aren't worth a darn. It's a kid's show. We got to watch our language. But I watched the interview and I don't even know what words to put. I can't believe he said that. I get why he's saying that for PR and for the customers he's wanting. But if these things are going to keep going up in value and what we saw last year around a couple months ago, PSA is not for collectors. I think it'd be super cool if PSA, or I think there's room for a grading company that like HGA or SGC or all these new ones that if you scroll on TikTok are seen. I think that if you start a business for grading, and it's like $5 to $10 a card. You buy 1,000 slabs from Alibaba. You could probably charge $5 to $10 a slab, and you just put a name on it, no grade. You just protect the card. I think that's a great business, and there could be something like that for PSA. You do something, you label the card like not for resale. Maybe you work with eBay, and you can't resell it. Maybe that's wishful thinking, but I'm sure there's a solution or a business out there for collectors. But PSA, they're the leading person in the grading industry. Their target customer is not purely collectors. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm too greedy. But my personal collection, my favorite card that I have, for example, we're going to go down a brief anecdote. There's two of them. My favorite card, you can look it up. It's from Top Series 1. It's card number 7. It is the Brewers team card. Dab on him. Orlando Arcia does this thing when he hits bombs. When he hits like his 4 or 5 a year, he hits like 12. But anywho, he dabs around third base. This is one of the favorite cards I have. It's just a base card. It's worth probably 20 cents, if that. And it's him and the guy on third base, the third base coach, Ed Cedar, dabbing. And I think it is hilarious. There's no reason as a collector to ever grade this card. It's not even top loader material with how expensive top loaders are. I have this card sitting out in front of me. There's a lot of more valuable cards sitting behind me that I don't even look at because I don't care about. I want to flip them. And that's perfectly fine. But there's no reason for things like this to get graded. PSA, I'm going to stop the rant. But PSA, the target customer is not for collectors. I would love to send this card off to like Wendigo or SNC Grading. They're on TikTok. They're great companies. I'm not affiliated or work with them. But you could send them off to there and get them in the slab. And it's just protected now. But you wouldn't send this to PSA, not even for $20. I mean, you could, but if it's $20 and the turnaround time is eight months, I'd rather just look at it right now. I'd rather have it sit in between my monitor and it sits on the top of the function keys on my keyboard. And sorry, I'm getting a little fired up right now, but you're not going to grade these kind of cards. There's definitely a space for people to grade base Pokemon cards or base cards of their favorite player. Someone should start a company for that, not PSA. So I think Nat Turner he's way more successful than me. Who am I to judge? But I was really fired up and kind of taken aback. I had just consumed that before I'm doing this to try to have a good reaction. But I think that's preposterous. You should go watch the interview for yourself. I really like when Nat speaks about the hobby. And this episode's already going a lot longer than I expected. Anywho, the second coolest thing in the hobby right now is the Mia Hamm Sports Illustrated for Kid card selling for $34,000, a record for a female athlete card. I think this is great. I'm forgetting the name of the WNBA star. Her card is trending. What great content, Luke. You're doing a great job. But that card's trended a couple times up for most active cards. And I hope we see more of that. The women's sports, I'm a huge fan. I want them to keep succeeding. The women's national team, when they're going to be in the spotlight, hopefully we see some trading cards for them. But the SI Kids cards, they come around every now and then, mainly Tiger Woods sometimes, Michael Phelps, Olympic cards. It's super cool that this is actually the card that sells for $34,000. I do think the SI card, the SI Kids aspect of it, does increase the value of it somewhat, obviously because it was from cardboard. When I looked at those cards last time I was home with my childhood collection, I don't think any would grade more than a PSA 6 because I just ripped them out as fast as I could from my days in my youth as a hobby. I should do what got me into the hobby and trips with my dad to the eye doctor on a different episode because it's kind of funny. But anywho, let's go to the market update. The way I like to do market updates are look at the most liquid players. So I use Market Movers as the easiest way, in my opinion, to check out the market, what is selling, latest prices, just for ease of use. If you want more information on that, it is in the description and my bio in this podcast. So the most players that are actively trading right now, shocker, are in the NBA. And number one is Trae Young. He got hurt the other night, I hope, for a full recovery for him. But he has 207 cards in the Market Movers database, and these are all of the cards. These aren't just his Prism base or his Optic base or National Treasures or RPAs or whatever. These are all of his cards. So out of the net 207 cards that he has, they've only lost 3.77% of the value, and this is the last 7 days. The average sale's been 287, and there's been almost 1,400 sales of this product. I think it's super interesting because as I read off some of these are all holding their value. There's only one card that has lost 20% of his value, and when I share his name, I do not think you will be shocked. Second is Zion and Ja Morant. Ja Morant is third. Luka is third. And Zion is holding his value at 0.94. Ja is up 4.34%. And Luka is at 0.13%. Maybe this is a positive uptick that we're seeing from Luka. But I think we're going to see more and more of these cards like Luka and Trey and LeBron Prism, Kobe Remakes, whatever that card is named, the Kobe Tribute. These special cards, we're going to see them be tough in value and go down because when people get them, they're going to send them and do the rapid $300 or $600 PSA submission. I mean, as you should with cards like these, because even in a 9, you can make your money back. But PSA is going to keep flooding with these kind of cards. And the biggest downer of the week is Wander Franco. And this is not surprising to me at all. If I had this card, if I had a number of these cards, I would have sold it the second he got into the bigs and just take the profits. You have no idea what's going to happen. If it does go down, he can buy it back. I mean, he's on the Rays, likely not going to have a championship run in the next couple of years. And you're hoping that he ends up eventually in Los Angeles or New York. I think Wander is going to continue to go up. I mean, obviously, I don't know. None of us know. This is not financial advice. But I think Wander is going to go up and down for the next couple of years when he gets off this rookie contract. Hopefully, he goes to a big market team. That could be a great time to buy him long term. But if you have the card, I'm holding this thing. The cards are going to keep coming in. The pop is going to keep going up. And I think a lot of people, the smart money is just dumping him, taking profit, and then maybe looking elsewhere. NFL cards are really starting to tick up. And I think a great investment opportunity in the next 3 months or so. Remember, the first and second weeks of the NFL season are normally when these cards really, really go up in value. And then injuries, et cetera, happens with those skill position players. Wow, excuse me there. But the quarterbacks are always a safe bet. Then we see LeBron James trending at -2.85, even though they're out of the playoffs. Tatis up 11%. I mean, this guy is absolutely electric. This is wishful thinking, but an all-star MVP from Tatis, if he can hit a bomb or something, that would be amazing. All he has to do is a couple cool things in the actual game. He just can't suck. And there can't be a walk-off or something for the popularity vote to just pull him across the finish line. I think even at +11%, if you find a 9 or something, one of his cards that's half legit, maybe just first Bowman paper or something like that, it could be a really good buy if you time it right and you need some luck involved. And then lastly, Acuna is at +2%. This is just rounding off the first page. We're going to take a peek at the second page in Market Movers. And these are all like 150 sales. These are nowhere near the top at Trey. But we're seeing just more NBA. Devin Booker, Kobe Bryant, LaMelo. All of these cards are up. Cam Reddish is up 10%. A player I can't pronounce. I don't even know who that is. Probably a soccer player is up 2%. Pete Alonso in baseball is -1.5%. The pop count on Alonso is absolutely scary. He's one of those guys last year that was playing and really broke out during that PSA backlog. So cards like him, 2020 rookies kind of scare me with the pops. So when I'm working on my PSA submission right now, I really don't want to get too cute with it. I mean, do I want to send in Blaze Jordans? Who knows? But definitely excited for when that opens back up. But he'd be someone I avoid, some of those popular players from last year. And then Gleyber Torres is rounding out the bottom with 100 trades. He's -4%. So that is what the market's kind of looking like right now. A lot of basketball, a lot of baseball. It's in season. No football players make the list, not even one. On the third page, we started getting into Burrow, Tua, Deshaun Watson. Watson is down 1.67%, 60 sales. I think he's a good buy. He's going to play. I hate saying this. I don't know the words to say. I don't support him or anything that he's done if they come to be true. From an investment standpoint, I'm staying away just because I don't want the bad karma. But I think if you want to invest money in Deshaun, a lot of things are up. There's a couple of things that are up 20%, but some of those optic bases are down about 20. And their last sales, yeah, the Optic Base 9 is last traded at 60, and the Donruss Base PSA 9 rookie card is at 36. So that's interesting about Deshaun. He's definitely a player to watch if you actually want to buy him. And then some other players like Drew Lock, Sam Darnold, some of those guys on the bubble that you have no idea what's going to happen for. So as we round out 15 minutes, longest podcast episode ever, some of the viewer questions that we got for this week. We have Packers and Patriots QBs. My perspective on these players. Patriots. Since Mac Jones does not have the rookie card yet in his pro jersey, I think he's someone to potentially pick up, whatever the price is going to be. I don't think he's going to play this year. Cam Newton is also someone I'm going to stay away from because he could play well. We've seen Cam play well. We've seen him not play well. He has the best coach in the entire game. If he comes out this year and plays really well, it's not going to surprise me. You might have a different opinion. He has some sort of weapons around him. N'Keal Harry could be a really good deep threat, but who knows? Cam, I don't think the Patriots are going to be able to compete for a Super Bowl this year. It might be a couple years away. Mac Jones could be a really good system quarterback with Belichick. If Belichick picked him up and Mac played in Alabama, obviously Nick Saban and Bill have a good relationship. I think this is calculated. I mean, that's not a hot take with how we've seen Bill Belichick make deals over the last couple of years. When we go to the Packers, some context and my bias. I had an Aaron Rodgers rookie from my childhood that would probably not have graded higher than a Packers 7, so I sold it on eBay for maybe 50 or 60. It was the lowest trading card in literally like the longest time for this card, mainly because I had to put in the item description, this is not a mint card. You should buy this if you're a collector. But I want to – the Packers, it's such a high-risk, high-reward. For me, if it was my money, I'm staying away. I have no idea what's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers is the ultimate wild card. And Aaron Rodgers is very much – I mean, he was in Hawaii. He's got the long hair. He doesn't care. He's on island time. He's on Aaron Rodgers' time. He does the beat to his own drum. I don't think he is – he's not someone that I worry about. I don't think he's going to do anything stupid to really hurt his value. But you just don't know what's going to happen. He might do something really dumb. He might come out and say, yeah, I hate the GM. I hate all 3 million owners that have one share of me. I think you guys are dumb. And people may not just like that. He has zero leverage. He has a couple more years on the contract. And he's so good, and he knows that he's so good, that he can really do whatever he wants, and they're going to play him. Jordan Love, if I have a Jordan Love card, I wouldn't be scared to sell him right now. There's a lot of hype. And if I have this card, I'm going on Twitter and I'm just tagging Jordan Love. So I'm going to follow Jordan Love newsfeed and get all the info on how he's doing at practice because the latest information has not been well. He has a huge arm. We've seen what he did at Utah State or Utah. Forgive me if I'm wrong. But high risk, high reward. I'm a big time take profit if I can in sports cards, just with non-GOATs. So that's I hope that was helpful. And lastly, when do I think cards will drop back down? I'm assuming this question was like sealed wax. I hope the price of collectibles and the physical assets that we all hold, they don't go down selfishly and for all of our sake. But sealed wax, I think, is going to be a hot commodity for the next couple of years. And hopefully here on out. The big concern for me for sealed wax is we need a way for kids to get into the hobby. So I talk about this and this idea that I have with my fiance often, actually. Like, there's got to be a way to get cards into kids' hands. So I wish there was some sort of subscription that Panini had or Topps had that gave away just, like, base rookies, just nonsense cards that dads wouldn't grab, dads or moms would grab and then grade and flip, but just pure collectible cards that say not for resale on them, just so kids can have something, start to build that collection, start to get it, and really love things. So then when they have a couple of dollars in their pocket to spend on cardboard, they can. But we're still going to see scalpers sell at 20 to 30% on eBay and turn a profit on that with Target and with retail not having them available. Our local card stores can really do whatever they want. They just check eBay every day, and the market is the market. Sealed wax right now if you have a birthday party, anniversary, a big job promotion, buy some. But it's something I stay away from for the most part, unless I can grab some boxes. And something I want to start doing personally is selling some sealed wax that I can get for at cost plus shipping on a store that I'm trying to build at the moment. So hopefully that comes soon. But would definitely love to get sealed wax into your hands at an affordable price if you are a fan of my TikTok content or this podcast. But sealed wax, I don't think it's going down in price anytime soon. Rather, unfortunately, the only good drops that you have is Walmart, Target. And Target's been going on Tuesdays. So this morning I grabbed, this is Wednesday, but today I grabbed three Contenders rookies. I'm going to rip one for myself. Hope I get that Trevor Lawrence auto for my personal collection, even though it's in the college jersey. Huge Jags fan. I can't be more happy that he is on our team. I actually spent money on some of his score rookie cards just because I needed to have it. But anywho, they're not going down anytime soon. But anyways, thank you so much if you're still listening. Follow me on TikTok, Twitter. Social should be linked somewhere in the description of the show. Check out the YouTube content. And again, have a great day. I look forward to talking cardboard sometime next week.